same with,
Hey, we're having technical difficulties.
Just put it right in the middle.
What, sideways?
No, just straight up and down. Oh, so you have that same thing. See if it's backwards. Settings.
Bear with us.
One sec, guys. We're just getting, the next one
trying
in here.
Multiple streaming on multiple devices here.
Why?
Just do it.
No. Okay, whatever. They can figure it out. All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome.
Happy Friday.
Affiliate marketers or affiliate empire. My guys on Facebook.
Facebook or Instagram?
I already did Instagram earlier.
Oh, what's up, Facebook?
Yeah, this is my business
page.
What's
up, TikTok?
Awesome. All right, we're going to be going over, like, the cash flow quadrant. So,
who here has read or listened to the book Cash Flow Quadrants by Robert Kiyosaki? Drop a like or a thumbs up or something like that.
Yeah, it's one of the best books, I think.
It's great. I like this first one, but it's pretty freaking good.
Mm. Yeah, both are great.
So, Mr. Sharon, what are the cash flow quadrants?
Well, let's go over them, shall we?
Mm.
So, cash flow quadrants are the four different quadrants in which you can make money. So, we've got the
E. And that's why we're here, to talk about making money. Ooh.
Making money. B and I. So, obviously, we've got, you can be an employee and make money. You can be a subcontractor or own a small business or salesperson and make money. Business and investing, right? So those are the four quadrants.
And they're all scalable. Obviously, you're trading your time for money. There's only so many hours in a day, so there's only so much time you can trade for that money. So, hate to break it to you, that's kind of at the bottom, but we already knew that. Time for money and...
systems that make money.
Systems that make money, that's right. Employee, you know, little $1 sign. Trading your time for money. Self-employed, small business,
the employee is, you have to trade your time for money. Usually in the S you also have to trade your time for money. So like when I was, when I was a subcontractor, which is considered, in the S quadrant, I also still had to trade my time for money. It's the same for most small businesses. So a lot of guys, especially in trades, and I only say this because that's where my main source of income was for a very long time. But the S quadrant includes subcontractors, small business, so doctors, accountants, lawyers that just have their own small practice, but they don't have employees other than maybe an assistant. They would be considered in the S column as well as commissioned salesmen. So if you are in the left side of the quadrant, you are constantly having to trade your time for money. You couldn't go on vacation on this side of the quadrant and still make money, basically, in a nutshell, right? Because you don't have a system and your money isn't making you money like it does in the I quadrant. So employees are also taxed the heaviest by far. There are some tax advantages of the S, but they're not very... They're just not as much as a business owner. It's always trading your time for money. So if you want to stop trading your time for money, you either need your money to make you money or you need a system that makes you money, which is what a business is.
Self-employed, though, you do get the tax write-offs and you get some tax benefits. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Employees are the worst. You're getting fucked.
Mm-hmm. You are.
The longer
you are.
The short of it is... You're paying the government, you're making your boss money. It's so cliche, but you're literally building somebody else's dream and you're on the lowest on the totem pole.
Yeah.
You're getting hammered by taxes.
Yeah. The other thing too, so like being in the S quadrant is usually a step up in tax benefits as well as a step up in income. So, you know, most carpenters or electricians or doctors that own their own practice or lawyers or commissioned salespeople, they do make more money, but they tend to work longer hours as well. So, you know, when I was a subcontractor, I got paid by the square foot as opposed to by the hour. So I would work long days to make sure that I could continue making more and more money, but I had to trade more time. So you get more money, less time in the S quadrant, right? The other thing about this entire left side of the quadrant is that, this is kind of scary, This is where 95%.
Oh, this is a bad one.
This is where 95%
always
of people.
Always be prepared. You see that? Well, bam. There you go.
95% of the population is on the left-hand side of this quadrant, so either E or S, and they share 5% of the world's wealth.
Really? I didn't know those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
It's in almost every investing book and every book that I've read on money management. It's the same thing. If you are creating an income here, you are sharing 5% of the world's wealth with 95% of the population, which is scary to think about.
That's going to make some people mad.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy. The rich people are out to get us. No, they're just smarter than us.
Yeah.
It's true. Don't hate me for it. They're smarter than us, which is why they're fucking richer.
Yeah. And so, like, you know, and you can still make a good income as an employee or an S quadrant, right? Salesperson, subcontractor, small business. You can still make good money in both of these. But good money on this side of the quadrant, when you're really on the grand scheme of things, is actually a bad month for business owners.
And it's really not going to get you freedom.
No.
If that's what you want, if you want to get out of work, if you want to make your money work for you, if you want to create, you know, real wealth and investments that are going to pay you for the rest of your life or forever, for the rest of your kids' life, it's not going to happen on the left side of the quadrant.
No. So business owners, like big business and investors, is only 5% of the population, and they share 95% of the world's wealth.
According to Robert Kiyosaki, the businesses that he's talking about are 100 employees or more.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the big dogs.
Yeah, that's right. And now there's three types of businesses that I want to kind of go over because it's important to understand, okay? Number one is that business is a system. This is very important that you understand this, okay? So think of business as a system. So the first thing you can do is create your own, right? You can create your own product. You can start your own service-based business. You can create a system.
Why don't you explain what you mean by a system?
So a system is a bunch of different people working together to create a system, which is a business, right? So let's look at McDonald's, for instance. McDonald's has, it's actually a slightly different business, but we'll just use it as reference. It has a system in place where 13, 14, 15-year-olds can cook and prepare all the food. They also have a franchisor who has purchased the system. They have a trucking system, farming and material and food that comes in and out. They have accountants, CEOs. They have managers, area managers, and franchisee owners. They also have a lease system, right? So they actually purchase the land that the McDonald's goes on and they lease it to the owner. So what I'm talking about a system is a bunch of things, right? They've got a marketing team for commercials, they've got salespeople, they've got books and binders full of trainings to make sure that people are running the system.
McDonald's is a great example, or any franchise. It's a turnkey operation. It's a system that's already set up. You buy it, it's what's McDonald's worth? $250,000?
No, it's like 1.2 to 2.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's gone up.
Yeah, I looked at
$2 million, you get a restaurant, and they say, McDonald's will say, or A&W, or any of the franchises that you buy, they said, here's your rule book, and you have to follow it.
That's right.
And if you don't, you fucking gone.
That's right. And there's lots of different franchises out there, right? So create your own is just you create your own system. Maybe you create your own product, engineer your own product. Then you hire salespeople, you hire an accountant, you hire a lawyer, you hire delivery, you hire warehousing and manufacturing, like the entire system you create by yourself.
It takes time, it takes money, it takes testing, lots of people do it.
Yeah.
It works, it makes you money, you gotta set it up, you gotta figure it out.
That's right. And so, and that brings me to the second way to start a business is to buy an existing system. So this is a franchise. And this is a very interesting fact, but back when franchises started in the 60s and 70s, they were considered a pyramid scheme. They were considered, you know, let me get this straight. I got to pay someone to get their business and they make a chunk of my profit and I have to pay them on a lease. Yeah, that's how a franchise is, right? And people see that or saw that as a big pyramid scheme, and it was a really big issue. They actually went to court to try and stop pyramid schemes or franchises from actually ever being able to take place.
And if any of you have not watched the movie The Founder with...
yeah.
What is his name?
Kevin Costner?
No, Keaton.
Keaton, yeah. What's his name? Someone knows.
Robert Keaton? Rob?
No, I don't think it's Robert.
Michael Keaton! Mm-hmm. That's the one! Watch The Founder with Michael Keaton. It is fucking amazing. Probably my top three favorite movies.
Yeah, he explains how they did what they did, which is pretty incredible.
And not to mention, he's a savage. And if you're going to be a business owner, you got to be a little bit savage.
That's right.
Especially if you're going to build a multi-billion-dollar legacy.
Yeah. And so, you can buy a franchise. Now, the cheapest franchise, and this may come as a shocker, is actually Starbucks. And they start at about $150,000 to start a franchise.
Really?
Yep. And then the most expensive is McDonald's, and it's up to $2 million. So...
I looked it up the other day after I watched The Founder again. I think McDonald's is the second... I'd be wrong. Somebody look it up and correct me. I think it's the second most expensive business in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, well, and not only does it cost a lot of money to buy into the franchise, but you also don't even own the land it sits on.
But it's like, but it's approved. Here's, read this book and you're going to make money.
Yeah.
I mean, follow the rule, it's a proven system.
Proven
system. It's been around for a long time.
Exactly.
It makes money.
Yeah, and then there's a third type of business, and this is, instead of creating your own or buying a system, you buy into an existing system.
Which is kind of what buying a franchise from McDonald's would be like.
It's very, very, very similar, but they don't have as many rules, and you have to wear a few more hats. But you buy into an existing system. This is also known as network marketing, and more commonly known as MLM.
Oh my God, Adam, but isn't that a scam?
It's pretty much the exact same as a franchise.
It's like
cost,
a franchise, only smaller.
Except it doesn't cost you $250,000 to start. Most MLMs or network marketing businesses, I think they're between like $75 a month up to like $400 a month, depending on which network marketing, you know, company you decide to go with, if that's an option.
You're just selling other people's shit.
That's right.
With some benefits to it.
Yeah, so there, so it's just another large system. Usually, network marketing companies have bonus structures. They've got systems in place where, you know, you can go infinitely deep or wide or whatever, and you can, you know, make legacy bonuses, which is kind of, you know, what we're all about, right? But at the end of the day, there is no ceiling on any of these. Right, you can buy as many franchises as you want. You can create a business that's as big as you want, and you can build a network of people as big as you want as well. So there's no ceiling on your income when it comes to any of these businesses. You also get the most tax benefits, right? Like if you look at, you know, people complain all the time about Jeff Bezos because he doesn't pay, you know, billions of dollars in taxes. Well, Amazon is a $1 trillion company, and he's only worth $300 billion-ish. So he has created $700 billion of worth to other people, whether it's investors, employees, or subcontractors, right? So that one person does not pay a lot of tax, but how many people work for Amazon? Hundreds of thousands, close to 1 million at this point. How many UPS drivers, how many FedEx drivers, how many people in the warehouse, how many companies' products that are creating the items that he sells, the marketing, the Amazon stores.
And people think it's unfair that he gets, you know, certain tax breaks or tax advantages, or the government gives him a handout. Oh, that's not fair. The richer, he employs hundreds of thousands of people.
It's probably over 1 million when you look at like the whole system, everyone that's involved with Amazon, right?
That's not fair. Well, ask any of the millions of families that work for him. I'm pretty sure they're quite happy with him as boss.
Yeah, and the government wants people to build businesses because it creates employees. They're trying to get this number higher instead of only 5% of the population. Now, this is the scary thing, and this is in all of these systems, okay? 9 out of 10 will fail in the first 5 years or they'll give up. 9 out of 10 people. And of the 9 out of 10 people that, or the 1 out of 10, the 10% that stay longer than 5, only 9 out of 10 of those last 10 years. So the failure rate is very, very high in the B section. But you get 95% of the wealth.
That's how you get rich.
That's how you get rich, right?
And it's risky.
It's risky.
It is.
Yeah,
it is risky.
But it's risky, but
you're not going to get rich without a little bit of risk.
That's right. That's right.
That's why, but they both start with R's.
Exactly. and then, yeah, like you look at the investing, and that's obviously your money makes you more money, right? Now, I'm not a huge investor myself. I think it's smarter, in my opinion, and in Robert Kiyosaki's opinion, to learn how businesses work first so that you know what to look for when you're investing.
By the way, since you just mentioned Robert Kiyosaki, all of you people that know better and think that franchises are bullshit and MLMs are bullshit and all that stuff is too risky, all of the successful people like Robert Kiyosaki and Grant Cardone and anybody else who knows this B quadrant better than anybody watching this, they all support all of those, including MLMs, including network marketing, including creating your system, buying a system, buying into a franchise. They support all of it.
Yeah. Well, especially if you've never been taught anything, like franchises and network marketing usually have incredible training programs. So they will teach you how to become a business owner. And if you're someone who is barely getting by and $100 a month is all you could ever afford, well, guess what? You can buy into an existing system for that money and get out of debt and create freedom and build a business and learn sales and learn marketing, learn promotion, learn online. Like, you can actually do the things. Whereas if you're someone that's struggling and you don't have a ton of money, obviously you're not going to be able to build a franchise. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you trying to start your own business is also extremely expensive. My decking company cost me tens of thousands of dollars to start. I needed a truck that was reliable. I needed a trailer. I needed all the tools. I needed insurance. I needed liability insurance, which is extremely expensive when you're first starting a business. And guess what? The banks don't loan you money to start your own business.
And if you're one of those people that can't get that $100 or find that $100 or invest that $100, you're going to be in this quadrant and nothing is going to change.
No.
You're not going to magically start. You might get a raise, but nothing is going to change.
No.
You're going to be fucking chasing that paycheck, chasing that next month, chasing that dream forever.
Yeah. And then, a little bit more on investing too is, it's not very dark, but to put this into perspective, if you were to invest in the S&P 500, which is...
Everybody drop a comment. What's your favorite investment? Or what's any investment that you want to learn about, want to get into one day? My favorite, my personal favorite, is real estate. Can we just write that in there?
Yes.
Put a little R. Another R for risky real estate. Come on, Adam's page. You guys are commenting. What's your favorite investment?
Yeah. So if you were to invest in the S&P 500, which is an index, so it's basically the 500 best performing businesses in America, right? It, on average, annually, goes up 8% per year, okay? So if you put $1 million into the S&P 500, which is a very safe investment, and 8% is a pretty good return, you would make $80,000 a year.
Safe-ish. Safe is a loose term when
safe-ish.
It comes to investing.
Yeah.
But you learn about it, you spend time, you talk to professionals. You don't just start a stock account, just start dumping money on something that you think is cool. I mean, like, we're not talking about just fucking dive into this.
No.
Study.
Take the time,
learn.
Yeah.
Invest in yourself first, like we always say.
Yeah.
And that means invest in your... your education, your investing education, your business education.
Yeah, the only thing that I would invest in would be your education, learning, books, courses, whatever. Like, find a way to understand how it works before you start investing money, in my opinion. It'll save you a lot of money in the long run. But to go back to this, so you would need $1 million invested in the S&P 500 to take home $80,000, and that's not take home, because because in the stock market, you have to pay capital gains tax. So now, realistically, that $80,000 that you're, if you're pulling that every year, because that's what you retire on, is probably only going to be about $50,000-$55,000 that you actually take home.
Real estate is different.
Real estate, there's much more tax
real estate. Yeah. Real estate is fucking awesome.
Yeah. And then with real estate, it's an incredible way to create income, but again, you need... You just need a lot of upfront capital, or you need really good credit, or you need something that you can use as collateral. The bank loves to lower money.
More investors.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different things. But in my opinion, building a business first that can create the income that you want, and then you have that to invest because you have a system that doesn't ever take a vacation. That is when you can start learning and growing your investments. So like for me, I started out in construction as an employee. Then I went to the oil field. When I got back from the oil field, I went into vinyl decking where I was a subcontractor. Then on weekends, I built my business, the decking business, which I passed on to my brother who runs it. And then I started building an online business within affiliate marketing or network marketing. And it has allowed me to make five figures, sometimes per week. And now I'm able to dive into investing. So my money is starting to make me money.
You're in all four of them. You're a dirty little whore.
I was in all four. Yes.
Around the block.
I have been in all of them. Okay. So let's go over just real quick. So again, so if you needed $1 million to take home 50 or 55, how long... Given your current hourly wage or salary in one of these, how long would it take you before you could retire?
A long time.
A long time. I read yesterday, and this is a very scary number, is people that are 30 years old today, if they want to retire at 65 with the rate of inflation, they would need $3.3 million to be able to retire comfortably. And by comfortably means... You've paid off your home in that time, and you're getting about $80,000 a year. So how long would it take you for $3.3 million in RSPs or 401k or whatever your government's retirement? It's a lot.
And guys, the successful people like Grant Cardone or it's Jordan Belfort. Where was that down here? Jordan Belfort, Robert Kiyosaki. When they're talking about investing, they're not talking about RSPs or 401ks.
No, this is the worst investment you could possibly have.
You know, does anybody actually know how those work? RSPs, how they actually work? Because the richest person that I've ever talked to, you know who that was?
Shelley's?
Yo, granddaddy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I never talked to the Shelley's personally. he's like... You have any money in RSPs? I talked to him about money one day. I go, yeah, a little bit. He's like, take it out now.
Get rid of it.
It's a joke. Mm-hmm. So you're putting in money right now. That money you don't have to pay tax on because right now you're working and you're making $70,000 or $80,000. So you're in a higher tax bracket. The idea is keep pumping money in there until you're in your 80 or sorry. Past 65 and your 70s, your retirement years, you start pulling it out, but they want you to only pull out, $20,000 a year, $25,000 a year. You still pay tax on that money. You're just in now. You have put yourself into the $25,000 a year tax bracket, so you pay less taxes. You still pay taxes on that money. Everybody thinks and says that, RSP is tax-free money. You don't have to pay taxes on it. You do.
You do.
You just... Pay yourself with your own money and pay yourself less later on in life so you pay less taxes because you're in a lower tax bracket. But here's the kicker. Who the fuck wants to live off $20,000 a year?
Nobody.
Not me.
Yeah.
Well, you want to work like a dog your entire life and then live off $20,000 a year?
Yeah, it's such a bass-ackward system. It's insane. It's just such a bad investment for so many reasons. And you know what? By the time you actually retire, if you're in your 20s, 30s, or 40s, and you still got another 20, 30, 40 years left, you could be, who knows what the tax bracket's going to be like? I mean, look at just this last couple of years. How much money has the government printed off and given away? They're going to have to pay that back somehow. right?
And why are the banks always pushing these kind of investments and these the save your money agenda? Because if your money's in the bank, they're making money off it. Banks are a business.
Yeah.
People forget that. They're not there to help you. They're there to make money.
Yeah.
You take your money and you invest it into something that will pay you.
They, for every dollar that gets put into the banking system, they are allowed to loan 10.
If you don't believe me, if you have $150,000 in savings, go to your bank tomorrow. Call them tomorrow. Say, hey, I want my money. See what they say. They won't
give
it to you.
Good luck.
It's not there.
Yeah. It's not
a
real
thing. It's not there.
No. So yeah, but, and then you can also, like myself, I was in multiple different quadrants, right? So you can be in the E and then, you know, take your extra $100 or $500 a month and put it into an investment for 40 years. If that's what floats your boat, you can make that happen, right? And hopefully you can retire. Now the question is, how do you make more money in each quadrant? So in the E quadrant, there's a few different ways. Number one, you ask for a raise.
We can do it the way I did it. Run 2 logbooks and just extend your day, create more hours. There's only so many hours in a day, but you can make more if you're a truck driver.
Yeah.
John Colino, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he does know what you're talking about. So yeah, so you can work more hours, you can ask for a raise. Another way is to switch companies. Another way is to go spend $50,000+ on a degree, right? Or if you're in trades, you could spend 4 years, 6 weeks per year into getting your carpenter's ticket or whatever, your red seal, and you might get a $5 raise per hour, right? Which is too bad, because that's really not very much money.
But you gotta do something.
But you gotta do something, right? And
We're not telling you to sit idle here.
No. Or another one is you trade more time for money and you get a second or third job, right? So those are the only ways to make more money in the E quadrant.
You save up a little bit of money and then become self-employed, which is better.
Yes, self-employed is a little bit better, but you will end up having to work more. So self-employed, you can make more money, but you're going to trade more time for money. You will get a little bit more tax benefits as well, which is good. But anytime you take a vacation, your income will take a vacation for the most part. So that is one of the struggles there. And then obviously in a business, well, you got to start. The only way to make money in the B or I is to start. And investing, there's so many different things. Real estate, mutual funds, stocks, crypto, Forex. You can invest in other people's businesses. You can help startups. You can do a lot of different things with investing money, but you gotta know what you're doing so that you're not just wasting money or risking all your money. There's no such thing, this is what Robert Kiyosaki says, there's no such thing as a risky investment, there's just risky investors.
Yeah. You need to start, if you don't know anything about investing, you know what an investment is, you think you know how real estate works, start studying this stuff.
Yeah.
There's lots of books out there, especially Robert Kiyosaki. He's great. He kind of dumbs it down for idiots like me. Start researching investments, how they work, like how real estate really works. Like, I know there's money to be made in crypto. There is. You can't fucking deny it. There's lots of crypto haters out there. There's money to be made. I personally don't know how it works. But you start studying this stuff, they're not even tricks. They're just stuff that educated people know, which will blow your fucking mind.
Yeah.
The ways that the rich people use to make money, the rich aren't getting richer because they're using tricks and, you know, cheating the system. They just know how the system works.
Yeah.
Once you know how that quadrant works, you're fucking set.
Yeah. Yeah. Either one of these quadrants and you're going to be just laughing, right? Now the switch from the left side to the right side is not an easy one mentally. And I'll be the very first one to tell people it is a absolute struggle. There's going to be times where it can take, no joke, 3 to 5 years of getting drastically underpaid. Drastically underpaid. You can put a ton of money into it, you can put a lot of time into it, and you may not make any money. I didn't make any, like, no money. Actually, I spent thousands of dollars my first 20 months, or even my first 2 years, let's say. I did not turn a profit in my business. 2 years. And this was on top of working 70 hours a week from late spring to early fall, right? With a family of four, right? Myself, my wife, and my two kids. It was not easy, right? But now I'm 4 years in. I will never, ever have to worry about money ever again. I own my house in my own hometown, and I'm able to homeschool my kids. And when they were in school, I could walk them to and from. I can golf in the middle of a Wednesday if I want. I can do whatever I want, and I'll never have to worry about money because I understand how businesses work, and I put in the time in the beginning and the money required to make it happen. And anyone can do this. Okay, whenever someone tells me, oh, I don't have the money, I laugh because I was renting a 900 square foot basement suite, making just enough money to get by, and I was actually $70,000 in debt because of my truck and my wife's vehicle, credit card debt, the amount of money I had to put into my decking business. Like, I was struggling. And I found a way to buy into a system that now produces up to five figures per week.
There's a guy we know that found a system that he loved, he believed in, he knew it would make him money. He's like, all right, give me some time. Let me find some money. He went and he sold his car, and he came back and he bought into the system, and now he makes he's made six figures. He's never ever has to worry again. He got into the B quadrant, and I know he got into the I quadrant, and now his investments make him money. He's fucking set for life. He was living out of that car that he sold at one point.
Yeah.
When he started. Found a system, was like, all right, we're fucking going.
Yeah. And again, I can't stress enough the mindset aspect. Like, the mindset of an employee in an S is drastically different than a B and an I, right? So someone in the B and S quadrant will usually ask things like, well, how long till I get paid? What are the benefits? How much is it per hour? How much time do I have to put in? Right? Those are the questions that an E and S mindset will ask. Where on the B and I, they will ask, what is the long term? What will I make in 5 years from now if I go all in? What type of ROI can I make? Right? Return on investment. How many people in my system do I need to make? Is there a ceiling on my income? Right? Those are completely different people. Completely different, right? If you want to know the benefits and you want to know how much you can make per hour, or you're looking at getting a second job, but you can be in this side, change your mindset a little bit. Start working on this stuff, right? Learning it.
I disagree, though, slightly, about the benefits. There are fucking massive benefits in your first year coming into here, even if you don't make a penny.
True.
You will learn so much shit, and you'll be mad at yourself that you didn't start researching this stuff sooner.
Yes.
Because the rich people know how to fucking make money.
Yeah.
The people in these quadrants know how to make money.
And
the people in these quadrants know how to trade their time for money. And we all know if you're trading your time for money, you can only get so far.
Yes. And you know, if you're only making a certain amount of money, or and you can't make more money, and you can't trade more time for money, and you have to get a second job, well, like, I mean, you don't know how much time you have, right? So it's just so difficult. You know, again, it is difficult to get here, but it's much more difficult to struggle here long term, in my opinion. Right.
Well, are you gonna struggle for a couple years, 5 years, 10 years, or the next, how old are you guys, 30? The next 35 years.
Yeah.
What is 10 years to 35 years? And it's not going to take that long.
No.
You're going to struggle for a couple years, and then you're going to figure it out, and then it's going to get easier, and you're going to start making money, and then 10 years in, you're going to be fucking laughing.
Yeah. And so for all of you guys, I mean, we might as well end on this, but for all of you guys on the Tiki Talkie, all you guys on my business page watching, or if you're watching the replay, let me know. We are expanding, both of us are expanding our businesses starting January 1st. It will take a little bit of time to train you, but if you are looking to move from the left side to the right side. You know, maybe your New Year's resolution is to make more money, or it's to get out of debt, or it's to find ways to save money on taxes.
You guys,
we are going to be teaching it.
If you're here and you're waking up every morning and you're like, this is kind of interesting, but every Monday morning or every morning you wake up and you're like, oh, I fucking hate my job. I'm tired. I don't want to go to work. I can't wait till Friday. I fucking hate the guy I work for. I hate the guys I work with. If you've ever said any of those things, you don't belong there. It's going to be a long 35 years.
Yeah. Or if you're someone that job hops, right? If you go from company to company or trade to trade or job to job, chances are it's not your job. It's not the work. It's that you are actually meant to be a business owner.
And
you're
it's
meant
actually,
to be an entrepreneur.
Surprisingly enough, not even the money. Because I know a guy who, you know, the grass is always greener. We know that guy. Job hops. Looking for the money. Chasing the money. This fucking friend of mine, he found the money. He went out to Alberta back when things were hot. He was making 150 to 200 grand a year. He was here though. He never got ahead. When you start making more money, you're gonna start spending more money. It's gonna fucking happen. But the guys that go out to Alberta that are aware of this quadrant, they start here, they save their money, and then they invest their money into a business, into a system. They buy their way in to a system. They're fucking set. This is not going to cut it.
No.
It's not.
And if you've already bought into an existing system, or you've been creating your own and you're thinking of giving up, or spending more time making money like here or here, you've got to think long term and never, ever give up on this, because it's going to push you to that point where you are part of the 5% making 95% of the wealth. That's the big picture, right? You want to be able to, you know, for me, a lot of money used to be $100,000. That was so much money to me. I was like, if I can just make $100,000 a year, I will never have to worry about money ever again. That's what I thought, right? Now I'm looking at it like, well, shit, there's no ceiling on my income. There's no reason why in the next couple years I can't make that a month. Right? And that is the vision that you have to have for yourself if that's something that you want.
Think bigger.
Think bigger. Because it is possible. Everything is possible on this side, money related. And anyone that says that money is not important, well, they just don't have
it. It's because they broke the shit.
Because they just don't have any, right? And they're the ones that are struggling, and they're the ones that are going to trade their time for money, and they'll find ways to make money on weekends and after work and all this shit, and they're doing that instead of building a business that can set them free within 5 years. Within 5 years. Easily.
Any of this that you want to get more in-depth on, listen or read to the book by Robert Kiyosaki, The Cashflow Quadrant.
Yep.
I would highly recommend listening, buying, or reading every single one of his books.
Mm-hmm.
Great place to start.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, we are expanding our businesses. We are going to be coaching guys. If you're looking for a training system to help your current business, we already have that in place. If you're looking for an opportunity to just move over, let one of us know. Okay, let us know. We will help you. We'll train you. We're doing a huge expansion in January all across Canada and the United States. So if you're in one of those two countries, you want to make this leap and your New Year's resolution is to learn more, to invest more, to build a business, we can help you do that. That's what we do. That's what we love to do. Hit us up. Other than that, guys, throw your questions in the comments. We'll be happy to answer them. And
hey, I'm going to throw this out there. If you're not quite there yet, you're not ready to take the leap, send us a message. We'll send you some info. We'll send you some books. We'll talk to you. We'll jump on the phone with you.
Yeah.
Shoot the shit.
Neither of us charge for our time. I want you guys to know that right now. If you just need advice, if you just want book advice, or you know, anything, like maybe you're an employee now, or you're looking for something else, or you're passionate about something, or you want to start your own construction business or whatever, we're here to help. We want to help people.
Or you just feel, you know, you're going to work every day, just feeling like, I want more. I always want more. You feel greedy. You feel ungrateful. That's fine. So do I.
And so did he.
Yep. Greedy is a good thing. That's what's going to get you ahead. You just haven't found the system, the training, the team, whatever.
Yeah.
You want some info? Reach out.
Yep. Let us know. Awesome. All right.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks.
Happy Friday. Have a great weekend.
Bye, guys.
YouTube, I'm going to upload this. Like and subscribe.
Sounds good. All right. Bye, guys. If you need anything, hit us up. Have a great weekend.